It is Take Control Tuesday. That means I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, you said you had a testimony for me today?
Yeah, you know, we all have different types of financial challenges at times, and we've often talked about the benefits of saving and having an emergency fund available so when stuff happens, you can be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it helps buffer your situation, you know, when you have extra expenses, right? So you don't go into the hole, et cetera. That's what an emergency fund's for.
Right.
And some of the things we've talked about is that emergency funds can be other things besides just money. We've talked about using your food, having a food store set aside as part of your emergency fund strategy. We've talked about family as part of your safety net and emergency fund, why it's important to treat them well when
right.
things are going well, because you may need them when they're not.
Right.
So we've talked about that. But for me, I recently did some travel to a conference that connected with an entrepreneurial venture I'm getting interested in, and I needed to be there. And those travel expenses came due. I charged them on a credit card, but they came due. And as you know, I always say a well-managed credit card is one which you pay the statement balance in full every month.
Yep.
And I've been doing that for years. Well, it's holiday time now. There's been inflation. We've all struggled through inflation for the last several months, so we've spent more money. So things were looking kind of tight for me as far as trying to pay these balances in full that were connected with this travel and some other things. And guess what I did, Randy? I redeemed my cash back
Ooh.
That I had been saving on these two specific credit cards, and I was able to offset $1,300.
What?
Off my bill.
Whoa.
Now, that's the equivalent of not taking $1,300 out of my pocket at holiday time.
Exactly.
That's a big deal. And how did I do that? Just by accumulating the cash back, not getting it and, you know, having it in my hot little hands and having to spend it.
Yeah.
Just accumulating it over time, and it was there when I needed it. So one of them was $800 credit. One was a $500-and-some credit. Trust me, that took those bills right out.
I love that. I love that. And it's just all about savings, even if it's savings right from your credit card.
Well, we've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the thing you want. So if you're a saver, you have to behave as a saver.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of things you can save. I saved the cash back. You save money. You can save food. You can save time.
Yes.
There's lots of things you can save, but being a saver and having that as a value in your life is a behavior that you just have to demonstrate all the time. And when you need it, as we've always said, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. And I needed that money to pay those bills, and it was there. And that comes from accumulating, saving that cash back. So it was there when I needed.
Ooh, amen to that. Well, if people want to find out more about your saving strategies, you can go to TakeControlTuesday.com. You can also go to MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, thank you for that testimony.
Thank you.